This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum. And our topic is going to be looking at precursors to the mammary gland for production of milk fat. Dr. Adam Locke from Michigan State University presented this at a recent webinar presented in the December issue of the Journal of Dairy Science. Milk fat continues to be a very valuable commodity, commanding high milk prices around the world and here in the U.S. as well. The sources of milk fat for the mammary gland to make it will include short-chain fatty acids coming from volatile fatty acids, and they literally build them and link these together, and that's called de novo synthesis. Another source of fatty acids that can be put onto the skeleton of the triglyceride would be preformed, coming right from the diet or from mobilized body fat as well. A study, a very complicated study in some respects, they used 32 Holstein cows. They averaged 133 days in milk and averaged a whopping 111 pounds of milk. And these, of course, were older cows, multi-pairs cows. The design of the experiment was a Latin square. It had a 2x2 factorial, then with four sub-treatments in each of the factorial. Now, let's talk about the factorial. That was palmitic acid. That's a C16 fatty acid, and it tends to start the initiation of the triglyceride in the mammary gland. And then the treatments within each of those, which is a high and low level of palmitic acid, was one, control. Number two, they added 3% sodium acetate. Of course, that is a precursor of the de novo synthesis, adding about 12 moles per day to these cows' diets. They then add 10% whole cottonseed as a third treatment, which increased the fat by about 1% in the diet. And, of course, number four was a combination of both, adding the 3% acetate and 10% cottonseed to the diets. These diets were very straightforward, 30% NDF, 23% forage NDF, 28% starch, and 17% crude protein. These are all balanced out by using other feed ingredients. So let's look at, first of all, the big factorial. With the low palmitic fatty acid, we didn't see acetate giving us any response, to be very honest about it. But if they look at both of the treatments, which is treatment four, there was about a 3-pound milk increase. When we went to the high palmitic fatty acids, they saw both an increase in milk fat and fat-corrected milk in these cows. And the increase of fat was about 0.22 pounds of fat increased. And you can look at fat is worth about $3.25 a pound. You can put some dollar signs on that one. And increase about 0.5 pound fat-corrected milk in the feeding program. So it shows that the palmitic acid was important. Then we look at acetate, and the acetate did increase de novo synthesis. When you looked at it separately across both diets, by about 4 pounds of energy-corrected milk. Then we looked at the cottonseed diet, which is 10%, and there we saw an increase in milk yield and the preformed fatty acid with an increase of about 4.1 pounds more milk and an increase in dry matter intake as well. The best response, of course, was in the high palmitic diet using both the 3% acetate and 10% cottonseed, and they had the highest milk production response there as well, a whopping 6.4 pounds of energy-corrected milk. So our take-home message is that it appears that palmitic fatty acid could be important in starting the formation of the milk triglyceride. Balancing both sources, the de novo synthesis and preformed, are important to get the optimal response in milk fat. And we saw that, just as we expected, acetate did increase de novo synthesis, where the cottonseed did increase the amount of preformed. So our take-home messages are certainly managing precursors will be important to optimize fat production and return profitability to the dairy farm. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now. As we mentioned, the dairy margin coverage enrollment process is underway, as we hear from USDA's Rod Bain.
USDA Farm Service Agency Assistant Deputy Administrator Kimberly Graham.
Our dairy margin coverage program provides dairy producers with price support to help offset their milk and feed price differences. Feed prices have been a major concern in the dairy sector over the last few years.
Like Arkin PLC, local Farm Service Agency offices have more information about dairy margin coverage and are accepting enrollment applications for the 2025 coverage year.
For DMC, sign-up will end on March the 31st.
I'm Rod Bain reporting.